Hello and welcome to day 9 of our preparation for total consecration according to the spirit of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 9. Works of grace and works of the flesh. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways. The Church puts these words of Scripture on the holy lips of our Blessed Mother, who says to us, give me your heart, give me your free will, unite your will to mine, because I want nothing else for you than the will of my Son. And for this reason, I say to you, do whatever he tells you. But remember that either grace or sin can enter through the same heart, that is, through free will. If your heart is not consecrated to the Immaculate, sin will enter into it. If you do not live your consecration faithfully, if you do not seek to make every thought, word, and action hers, sin will enter into your thoughts, words, and actions. You must realize your responsibility and choose wisely which desires you allow to enter into your heart. The human heart cannot serve two masters, and therefore it cannot contain both grace and sin. One is incompatible with the other. Mortal sin, that is, any transgression of God's holy law in a grave matter, with full awareness and deliberate consent, repels any and all grace from the heart, whereas venial sin, especially when fully deliberate, stifles that grace and prevents it from accomplishing that for which it was given to you. You cannot have both grace and sin. Either your heart will love and pursue the works of grace, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, or it will love and pursue the works of sin, fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, party spirit, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. If it is works of sin that you still desire, ponder God's holy words to you. Whoever does such things cannot enter the kingdom of God. If you want your heart to belong to her, you must be ready to battle against your sins, against every mortal sin and deliberate venial sin. Sin is the one thing that Our Lady cannot call her own and which she cannot offer to God. You must agree to let her free you from it if you wish to be hers. You must agree to let her free you from it if you wish to be hers. Give her your heart, and she will turn it away from sin. Do not be afraid or discouraged by the battle you must wage. The Immaculate crushes the head of the lurking serpent by means of resounding victories. She's ready to use you to inflict shattering defeats upon Satan if you are ready to fight under her banner. God has made her powerful and victorious. She alone suffices for victory because all other good things come together with her. And she is always victorious. Let us now turn to page 79 for our daily prayers. If you can, please kneel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The act of adoration of the Most Holy Trinity by St. Maximilian. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual Son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deign to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O Most Holy Trinity, O one God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. And I will never cease daily from the first moment I awake to adore you most humbly. O Divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating 3 times. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Salutation of the Blessed Virgin by Saint Francis of Assisi. Hail, O Lady, Holy Queen, Holy Mother of God. You are the Virgin-made Church, and the one chosen by the Most Holy Father in heaven, whom he consecrated with his most holy beloved Son, and with the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, with whom there was and is all the fullness of grace and every good. Hail his palace, hail his tabernacle, hail his home, hail his robe, hail his servant, hail his mother, and hail all you holy virtues, which through the grace and light of the Holy Spirit are poured into the hearts of the faithful, so that from their faithless state you may make them faithful to God. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that concludes our preparation for Day 9. In previous days' reflection, we've been more theological and theoretical. In today's reflection, and for the next 3 days, I would like to be more practical on how you're going to live total consecration. So our goal is to give our entire lives into the hands of the Virgin Mary so that we can become the perfect worshipers and disciples of Jesus Christ. But I can't give my life to the Virgin Mary if I don't give my day to the Virgin Mary. And the most important part of my day is the morning. All of the saints agree prayer should happen, especially in the morning and at night before retiring for bed. Morning prayer, the heroic minute, is absolutely essential for living a life of total consecration to the Virgin Mary. We should strive with every fiber of our being from the very first moment we awake to surrender our lives to God through Mary. Now, how you do that might look different for everybody. For some of you, it might be because you're just starting out in the spiritual life. Maybe you've never prayed a rosary before in your life. You came across this consecration and you said, there's something here, I need to do that. For others of you, you've been doing this a long time and you're lifting heavier spiritual weights, so to speak, and God might be calling you to something more. So at the very least, everybody, from the moment you wake up, you should say something to the effect of, Blessed Virgin Mary, I surrender my life to you. I consecrate this day to your sorrowful and your immaculate heart. Help me to do God's will. Help me to hear his voice. Help me to be a faithful servant of Jesus Christ. Do you have to use those exact words? No, but you can at least from the depths of your soul express this sentiment in your own words. That's the bare minimum. I encourage you from the moment that you wake up to get on your knees, again, make an act of consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and then open yourself up to her presence. Because if you do not have her presence at the beginning of the day, you're not going to have it throughout the day. Your faith, your total consecration, you have to grab it. You have to fight for it. It's not something that's just going to come very passively. You have to make firm acts of the will. So one of the things that the Virgin Mary does, even though she is consoling, she is loving, she's a good and strong mom, and she wants her children to be disciplined. That means we're striving to wake up when the alarm goes off. This is myself. I wake up 30 minutes before I need to be up. So I figure out what time do I have to be up in order to take a shower, to get ready, to get the kids out the door, etc. So in my house, that's 6 a.m. So I set my alarm for 5:30 a.m. I wake up and the first thing I do, I greet the Virgin Mary and then I personally pray a Seven Sorrows Rosary. That might not be the same for you, but this Seven Sorrows Rosary, even though I'm tired, even though I don't want to do it and I'd rather be laying in bed and I'd rather be sitting on the floor, I get on my knees and I force myself to do it. And I find that that first rosary of the day is the most fruitful because one, my mind is kind of like in another state where I don't have all these competing ideas of what I want to do other than sleep fighting into my brain. This destruction of my own will and my own desires opens me up to, one, a wellspring of grace, but also to the ideas that the Virgin Mary presents to me. Now, that might be different for you. Maybe you don't pray a Seven Sorrows Rosary. Maybe you need to pray the traditional rosary. Maybe it's not even a rosary at all. Maybe it's reading scripture. I don't know. So how do I determine what my morning routine should be? Again, what is the foundation of our spiritual life? Mary's will. So the only way for me to determine that is at some point you make an act of faith in the presence of Mary. Mary, I believe you are here with me. What should my morning routine be? What time should I wake up? What should I pray? This is so important. Why? Because if it comes from her heart to your heart, you're more likely to keep your resolutions, talk to her and consult with her and go back and forth with her about your progress and any changes that should be made. Now, I have one more morning routine tip that I really encourage for you. So every single morning, I get an email from St. Maximilian Kolbe. He's the one whose spirituality is guiding us on this preparation for total consecration. And the advice that he gives, usually it's just one or two sentences, but for me, it's like a sword that pierces me right in the heart. And immediately after that quote, there is a short prayer of consecration that has to do with it. So I'm going to read one of them to you as an example so you can imagine what it would be like. This is going to be critical for after our consecration. Become every day more the property of the Immaculata, and to be like her. Radiate that resemblance in the midst of others and make them similar to her. Tell them that with her we can do anything, and that through her we partake in a sense of the omnipotence of God. And then there's a short prayer of consecration. O Immaculata, I renew my consecration to you. May I radiate your resemblance to everyone I encounter. So I will put links in the description to where you can sign up. This short email that you receive every day fulfills the minimum that is expected of us on a daily basis. And it comes straight from the heart of the man inspiring our total consecration. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you tomorrow.